Primetime on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Presented by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer. Brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com for a free rate quote. Now live from Panini's Cam's Corner in West Park, here's your host, Mike Snyder.
Good evening and welcome to Browns Primetime. Glad to have you with us this Monday evening. Oh, it is winter here in Cleveland and throughout Northeast Ohio. It was there in Buffalo yesterday, and the Browns with, I think, probably their worst performance of the year as they lose to the Bills and they fall to 5-8 on the season. We're going to get into all of that. We are here at the fabulous Panini's Cam's Corners. We're going to actually, for those of you who are here, we thank you all for joining us tonight as the elements are a little tricky out there, and that's one reason why we will not have a player with us here at Panini's tonight in person. I am going to be talking to a couple of Browns players, notably Mike Adams, Joe Thomas. We'll be calling in. The Browns actually had a number of events around town this evening, and those have been canceled involving players. So we will not have a player here with us in person at Panini's tonight, but that doesn't mean if you're out and about, it's not too far a drive, come on by. Great food, great ambiance. We do have some Browns goodie bags giveaway, right, Michelle? So we'll be doing that a little bit later. So those of you who are here, the odds are in your favor tonight. They're clicking here, but we still got a great group, as always, and we thank you for joining us here tonight as the Browns come off of that loss to Buffalo. But again, if you're on your way, I know we had heard earlier we're going to have Mike Adams with us here. Mike, we're actually going to be talking to, but he will not be here in person. So if you're on your way and you wanted to get that autograph tonight from Mike, why, I'm letting you know that he will not be here, but we'll be glad to have you. The folks at Panini's, they're open. It's toasty in here. They've got great pizza. Let's see, Clay Mation, my on-site producer, he's nibbling on something here. What do you got, Clay? Chips and salsa. That's just kind of the precursor. They've got great wings, pizzas, and the sandwiches are phenomenal. It's all here at Panini's. Come back and have your favorite beverage and relax and enjoy it. And Monday Night Football tonight. A little history tonight, actually. I guess Brett Favre has been placed on the inactive list, so the string is over. 297 career starts, and it comes to an end today as he will not play for Minnesota. You know, we're going to talk to Joe Thomas later. You know, Joe has not missed a game since he joined the Browns as a rookie, and we'll talk about his durability. I always wonder, though, when you talk with guys about their streaks, you know, you don't want to be the one to jinx them. And so I don't know how deep we'll delve into that, but Joe will be joining us later. We'll hear from Eric Mangini as well, who pretty much indicated today he's going to wait till Wednesday to see how Colt McCoy is doing. And if Colt is ready, perhaps he will get the start against Cincinnati on Sunday. A disappointing day in Buffalo for the Browns. We'll get into what did happen or did not happen for the Browns. We're just getting warmed up. It's Browns Primetime, presented by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. We're at Panini's Cam's Corner in West Park, and we're back after this timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Fans, it's the Browns Holiday Pack. Get four tickets, four hot dogs, and four Pepsis starting at $119. Browns Holiday Packs are available for the upcoming divisional battle versus the Baltimore Ravens on December 26th at 1 p.m. Get your Browns Holiday Pack today. Use promo code Pepsi when you call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000. 1-800-745-3000. Or visit ClevelandBrowns.com.
Your sausage is ready, Stan. The onions are chopped and the chili's in the crock pot.
Oh, thanks, hon. You're a doll.
I know. Now, you guys enjoy the Browns game. I'll be back later.
Where are you going?
Oh, just down to Cincinnati, up to Dayton, over to Columbus, up to Toledo, down to Akron, and back home.
Okay, have fun, dear.
Oh, I will. I love driving my Fusion Hybrid. It can get up to 700 miles on a tank of gas.
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Pick me up some more pretzels.
Oh, can't hear you. Bye.
Everyone knows that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. You'd have to be living on Jupiter not to know that. Want to talk discounts? GEICO's got a list of discounts as long as a Gorilla's arm, including good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and discounts for auto safety features. In short, Geico's out to save you as much money as humanly possible. Scratch that. As much money as inhumanly possible.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Blazingly fast, brilliantly powerful. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE. It's the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America and 10 times faster than what you're doing now. Right now, get a Pantech 4G USB modem for only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon store for a live demo or verizonwireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation on a 4G mobile broadband plan. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melts. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Hey, Stan.
Yeah.
What are we doing in the dog pound?
I want to show you something. Look at these people. They strike fear in the opposition. Their enthusiasm is unmatched. The visiting team hates this end of the field. Yeah, these people are as tough as a Ford F-150. And F-Series legendary toughness has made it number one for 33 straight years.
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
We better get out of here.
Why's that?
These people are starting to foam at the mouth.
I'm with you.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS. Back to Panini's, Cam's Corner in West Park, and Browns Primetime on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again is Mike Snyder.
And we are with you from Panini's, Cam's Corners. Glad to have you with us tonight as this wintry blast hits us here. And again, we remind you that we will be talking to some Browns players during the show, but they are not on site with us tonight. I know so throughout the season, we've had folks coming by for autographs and pictures, so we won't have anyone here with us tonight due to the goofy weather that we are going through right now. And hopefully we'll be talking to Mike Adams here very short. We do have Mike. We got to go with Mike. Hey, Mike, good evening. How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm all right there. Number 20, Mike Adams, joining us on our Browns Prime 9 hotline. Yeah, let's hear it for Mike Adams. Come on now. Little love for Mike. There you go, Mike. These people, they're out there tonight on their sleighs. They made it over here tonight.
Yo, I'm glad you all can make it out safely.
Well, they did, and we're asking people to be careful. We understand it's a really crazy night. A lot of folks, I know there are a number of events that the Browns had scheduled that they are going to postpone because of the weather. But, hey, Mike, for you, and before we talk some football, though, on a wintry night like tonight, now what do you like to do to kind of, you sit back, do you get a chance to, like, you know, watch a movie or listen to some music? How do you spend a wintry night when there's nowhere to go?
I'm a movie buff, so I like to watch movies and sit back and just relax.
There you go. You got to figure.
As long as I got a nice meal in front of me, also that wouldn't be so bad.
There you go. Nice meal. Sit back, watch a movie. Now, what are some of your top two or three favorite films that you like to watch?
Top two or three favorite.
Yeah, just a couple that you could sit and watch again and again, maybe. You
got that? One movie is Harlem Nights. I can watch that over and over.
Is that right? Okay. All right. Very good. So, like, you know, you pop that in and get the DVD out, have a nice meal, sit back and relax a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, you're used to weather. You're a native of New Jersey, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
So you know snow. It's not like you're one of these guys from California and all that. Now, you played with the 49ers, but you know this is winter. This is December, right, when you get into the upper Midwest, the Midwest or the East.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't say I'm used to it, but I'm used to seeing the snow and being in the cold.
And that's what we've got in front of us here as we have a day like today. Well, Mike, you know, maybe I postponed it. Boy, that was a tough day yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was tough all the way around for the defense, offense, and special teams, all core aspects.
Yeah, it was really a case. You know, I was looking at it, Mike. I made the comment that I really, going back to week one and just the way that this team has played this year, that I really thought it was the worst game that you guys have had collectively.
I would agree. And I said it before, like, usually we have defense pick up offense, or offense pick up defense, or special teams pick up offense and defense. None of that happened yesterday. And it was quite disappointing. But, fortunately, we get another week at it, and we gotta move on and leave that behind us.
Yeah, you do. You know, you gotta move on in this. And Mike, you know, you prepare, every week, and you've been prepared every week. Did you feel, was it the weather? What do you think? Maybe the Bills, the fact they were 2-10 or whatever, that you guys didn't have the energy, because you've had one of the toughest schedules in the league this year.
Yeah, but I don't think you can underestimate a team regardless of the record. You know, I don't think you can go in and any given Sunday, you know, it can happen. You know, look at our last four games last year, and no one picked us to win last year at all, especially our last four games that we played. And the same thing with Buffalo Bills. Like, when we approach them, like we're playing the Patriots, or like we're playing a Super Bowl returning team or something. We can't underestimate any opponent, because if you do that, then you just cutting yourself short, and then you end up losing, as we did. So, but one thing I know we didn't do is underestimate the opponent, but they played hard, they played well, they had more intensity than we did, and they came out with the victory.
And they were at home, and they executed a few plays. You know, you're right, Mike. You look at this, because now, right, at least at the moment, at least for this week, the New England Patriots have kind of been crowned the best team in the league right now. A few weeks ago, you guys absolutely destroyed them.
And that's the inconsistency we can't have. We can't go out there and beat the Saints and then beat the Patriots, and, you know, and then play a game as we did, you know. And a lot of people say we played down to the competition, or we underestimated, but I really don't think that's the case. I just believe that they just outplayed us. They just flat out beat us. They had more intensity. They made more plays. We left a couple plays out there that we all wish we could have back, both offensively, defensively, and on special teams, that we just had back, but we can't. And those are the plays they executed on. That's why they came out with the victory.
Yeah, you know, you look back and you had that opening drive. You get so close, have to settle for the field goal, the fumbles. You're right. It was a collective day. And I'll tell you, Mike, on the play that they got the touchdown, you were on them. That was a heck of a throw by Fitzpatrick, I thought.
It was definitely a good throw. I couldn't even get my head around in time. He zipped that one in there on me. And again, I think that was a good throw. That was a good throw, good catch. You know, he caught me short. And because I bit up a little bit, but no excuses. He made a good play, good catch, and I'm just going to move on from it.
You know, sometimes I think, you know, when you have, and I've talked with all of the DBs, yourself, I speak with you pretty much every week when I'm out at the facility. But we've had Abe Elam on the show, TJ Ward last week, and Sheldon Brown earlier in the year. When you're in the secondary, everybody sees things, but when these guys execute, sometimes you can play good defense and they still make the play.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people just see, the touchdowns that they made. They don't see the perfect throw, the perfect catch, or, you know, or whatever happened in the lineman, or whatever happened in the linebacker. They just see the touchdowns, you know. That's why, as defensive backs, we have to play flawless, and we have to take advantage of every opportunity, because no one sees any mistakes up front. They see the back end and touchdowns. So that's why we got to protect better than we do. I have to protect better than I did.
Well, we're going to talk with you about the Bengals and the Ravens and Steelers still to come. The most versatile defensive back on this Browns roster, Mike Adams, with us on our Browns Primetime Hotline. We're going to talk more with Mike. You are locked in to Browns Primetime, presented by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. We'll take a quick timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
It's Liberty Ford's 30th anniversary event. Right now, get up to 25% off the largest selection of new Fords in Northeast Ohio. Or get the best lease of the year on F-150 and pay only $339 a month for a well-equipped 4x4 Super Crew with Chrome Package. $339 a month on an F-150 4x4 Super Crew. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
See LibertyFord.com for details.
Hey, Browns fans. The K&D Group invites you to live in the heart of it all at one of the three premier downtown properties. The Residences at 668, downtown's newest luxury address, presenting the Zinc Bistro Bar and Bakery. Reserve Square, featuring the Embassy Suites Hotel. And the Residences at Stonebridge, offering amazing views, and the Ponte Vecchio restaurant. You deserve a quality home and good neighbors. So check out everything K&D has to offer at thekdgroup.com.
You never know who you'll see at Toyotathon. It's our biggest event of the year with big cashback savings direct from Toyota, including $1,000 cash back on a new 2010 Corolla, Prius, or any new 2011 Camry, including Camry Hybrid. Or get $2,500 cash back on any new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. For complete details, visit buyatoyota.com. Don't miss Toyotathon, now through January 3rd.
See your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers, proud sponsors of Cleveland Browns Radio. Toyota, moving forward.
The game you've been waiting for is here. Browns versus Ravens. Score great seats for this epic matchup with the official resale marketplace of the NFL, NFL.com/ticket exchange. If you have tickets and can't go, easily sell them to other fans. With NFL.com/ticket exchange, buyers always get real tickets, and sellers never deal with ticket delivery or worry about getting paid. It's the easiest and safest way to buy or sell NFL tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Hi, Bob Serpentini here with Joe Hayden at Serpentini Chevrolet in Strongsville.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm great. Did you know that in college, Joe was an All-American and proud of it?
Hey, I was just messing with you.
Right now, lease an all-new cruise for just $169 a month, or a 2011 Malibu for only $199 a month. Plus, get credit approval in 30 minutes or less. Serpentini Chevrolet in Strongsville.
American and proud of it.
Here in Northeast Ohio, when business people look for reliable office technology products or productivity-enhancing software solutions, there's only one choice, one name to remember, Blue Technology. Locally owned and managed, Blue Technologies has grown into one of the largest document management and office equipment providers in the country, while remaining fiercely dedicated to its clients and loyal to its community. So call Blue Technologies, 216-271-4800, or visit btohio.com.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Shotgun snap. Here's Henny back to pass. Throws, and it got batted down and intercepted by Mike Adams. He's at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, inside the 5, dives for the pylon. They say he's out at the 2. Mike Adams on a deflected pass ends up racing with the ball 25 yards, and the Browns have it at the 2-yard line, first and goal with 54 seconds left.
Back to Panini's Cam's Corner in West Park and Browns Primetime on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again is Mike Snyder.
Yeah, you hear that highlight from a couple of weeks ago, the guy that made that happen, that sealed the deal in getting the win over Miami. He's with us now, number 20, Mike Adams, on our hotline tonight. The guy they call Pops. Mike, where'd you get that nickname? You're a young guy. Why do they call you Pops? What's the story?
No, I got that. I had that ever since I was born, actually. My grandmother named me that. It's really like Popeye, the cartoon character.
All right.
She called me because I used to eat a lot of spinach when I was younger. So everybody called me Pops for short.
There you go. So, there, boy, I'll tell you young folks listening now, spinach is good stuff, huh, Mike?
Tell me about it.
There you go. Look, it gave you that iron look. Here you are in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like you're 6'5", 260, right?
I wish.
Well, I tell you, Mike, you are, you know, I said going into the break how versatile you are, and you really have done everything since you've been here with the Browns. I mean, you really have been a pro's pro since you arrived here a couple years ago. And for you, when you prepare for a week, where you're not sure, you know, you maybe know where you'll start out the game, but you could end up different ways. How do you go about your weekly preparations to get ready for a game?
I just try to pay attention to everything that's going on. I try to pay attention to the defense as a whole and not just a specific position. Because once I lock into a spot, you know, you really don't pay attention to other jobs. But I get a lot of help from like Sheldon Brown, Abe Elam, because once I start studying defenses, well, the defense that is given to us, I look at the corner, then I look at the star, then I look at the nickelback, and I have Abe just fill me in on the safety part. So once I go in at safety, it'll be easy.
For you, is safety your natural position, though, Mike?
Yes, safety is my natural position.
Now, when you get shifted over there, and I know you've had to play the corner, man, you're in the defensive backfield, but that can be very different than playing safety, right?
Oh, it's totally different. See, at corner, you got to have that tunnel vision because you're locking in. It's just man to man, mano to mano. And safety, you got more leeway. You know, you get to make the calls, come down, make the big hit, and, you know, you just got to have a wide range of, you can't have tunnel vision. You have to have an open mind and open field, so you got to see all parts of the field.
Yeah, Mike, as we look at this group, the way this year has gone on, the young guys, T.J. Ward and Joe Hayden, they've really come in and really they've done a nice job, haven't they?
They've done a great job. You know, Hayden had 4 picks in 4 straight games. I mean, I don't know when the last time that was done as a rookie, but that's a tremendous job. TJ, I think he had over 100-plus tackles, you know. And it's rare to see 2 rookies come in and have such an impact on the team. And they have done that, you know. 2 rookies in the starting in the secondary and have a huge impact and makes it and differences. They're big playmakers. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just not there. They just just made the team and have been out there. They have had an impact, and really, I've talked with both of them over the year, and they're very appreciative of what you and Abe and Sheldon have been able to, and Eric have been able to kind of pass on to them. And what do you tell young guys like that, Mike? What's something that you try to, you know, give them a little tip, man? I mean, these guys played at big-time programs, Oregon, Florida, but still the NFL, this is a new deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but you don't tell them nothing different, like, to change their whole mentality. You just want them to go out there and make plays and be themselves. And most importantly, have fun, you know. Don't change something where you go out there and you play tentative or you're scared to jump a route because you see something else or you're thinking too much. Just go out there and be yourself, and they both displayed that, just being themselves, going out there and playing.
Mike, you look at this Browns team, 3 games to go as you move on and bounce back from that clunker. You go down to take on Cincinnati. They're having just a horrible season. But you look over there, you got Ocho Cinco, T.O. What are your thoughts about this week?
I mean, we got another opportunity to win. You know, it's kind of disappointing over there. I thought they would be doing much better in Cincy with the firepower they have. But, again, you can't underestimate the firepower they have. You know, they all put up numbers, and they're a good group. And we just can't go in there thinking that we got it sold up or won already. We got to go in, study, and hopefully come out with the W.
You know, yesterday they did eliminate you from the playoffs for this year, Mike. When you look at the team right now, and you've been here now a few years, how close do you feel this team is to being in the point where the games are going to start coming in January? And I mean not regular season scheduled games.
Oh, I think we're there now. You know, it just started to turn towards the middle of the season. We had a rocky. We started off rocky. You know, 1 play away, and then it started to bounce our way a little bit. Casey missing a field goal, we won the game. I got the pick at the end of the game. Debo taking 2 to the house on Cincinnati. I mean, the Saints. You know, things started to fall our way. You know, and I think, and I said it before, like, that's what happened to the good teams. You know, they win by 1 point. They win because somebody dropped the ball. Look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. They won because Buffalo dropped the touchdown pass. You know, games like that. And so, and that's what we're going to bank on from here on out, because, you know, we're that good team now. We expect to win.
Yeah, that's a great point. It seems like the good teams get those kind of bounces. Those things happen in those games. Well, Mike, we're going to let you relax a little bit tonight. We thank you for spending some of your evening with us. Stay warm, stay safe. Good luck the rest of the way, starting this Sunday against the Bengals, and a big finish to this season. Thanks for being with us. Mike Adams, Browns number 20, joining us. Let's hear it from Mike as he checks in on our hotline tonight. You are listening to Browns Prime Time. It's presented by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. We'll take a break on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
It's Liberty Ford's 30th anniversary event. Get up to 25% off the largest selection of new Fords in Northeast Ohio. Or save on Liberty's best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, and get 0% financing for 60 months. Or better yet, lease a well-equipped Escape XLT for only $229 a month. $229 a month. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
See LibertyFord.com for details.
AT&T U-verse TV presents A Sports Fan's Oath.
I will no longer be satisfied with highlights, for highlights are like salad with diet dressing. I will feast on the big, juicy steak of an entire game. That's right. I will never miss a game because of a show about housewives or a TV dance contest. I know, right? Yeah, I will never miss another buzzer beater, two-minute drill, 360 monster jam, no-hitter, or mind-blowing hat trick. I will make the game wait for my burrito to be thoroughly defrosted. From this moment forward, I will be a happy sports fan. Thank you.
True sports fans deserve to never miss a moment. Only AT&T U-verse lets you record four shows at once on a single DVR and play them back in any room in the house. AT&T, rethink possible.
Geographic and service restrictions apply. Go to att.com/TV to see if you qualify. Taxes, early termination fees, and other charges apply. Total home DVR functionality is available on up to 8 TVs and requires a receipt for each additional TV at $7 a month.
You never know who you'll see at Toyotathon. It's our biggest event of the year with big cash back savings direct from Toyota, including $1,000 cash back on a new 2010 Corolla, Prius, or any new 2011 Camry, including Camry Hybrid. Or get $2,500 cash back on any new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. For complete details, visit buyatoyota.com. Don't miss Toyotathon, now through January 3rd.
See your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers, proud sponsors of Cleveland Browns Radio. Toyota, moving forward.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Airport Infinity, the number one volume sales leader in all of Ohio. If you're looking for a new Infiniti or just need to have yours serviced, come experience the impeccable service and luxury that's unique to Airport Infiniti. Right now, get a brand new all-wheel drive 2011 Infiniti G37X for just $349 a month, exclusively at Airport Infiniti. Visit airportinfinity.com for more details.
This is Browns Prime Time on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Vickers, Hillis in a tight eye as Seneca Wallace into the game. Gives left side, it goes to Hillis. He's to the 35, he's to the 30, down the sideline, 20. He is inside the 20-yard line. First and 10, DeLome back in at quarterback. Hillis the running back from the Buffalo 19-yard line. DeLome turns, gives, Hillis runs, 20, 15. He's over 1,000 as he brings it down to the 11-yard line. What an opening crescendo from Peyton Hillis.
Back to Panini's Cam's Corner in West Park and Browns Primetime on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again is Mike Snyder.
And Hillis going over 1,000 yards. That's the drive of the game, and it's brought to you by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. We're with you from Panini's Cam's Corners, Browns Prime Time this Monday night, and we go back to the hotline. As if you're just tuned in, normally we have a player with us here at Panini's, but with the weather conditions, well, we're limiting the travel for everybody tonight, and no player with us in person. We thank Mike Adams for joining us in the first segment, and now we go to the hotline. We welcome Browns All-Pro tackle number 73, Joe Thomas, to the show. Joe, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you, Joe. You're staying warm. You're a Wisconsin guy. You're an outdoorsman. This is no big deal to you, is it?
Yeah, this is still a warm winter for me. I'm waiting for the cold stuff to come.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's nothing like this. Of course, it's kind of hard during the season for you to get out there in that deer blind, but you know how to get out there, and you know you can handle these elements, right?
No question. This is the type of cold I grew up in, and I actually one of the few guys who enjoys playing in this cold type of weather.
Do you like, you know, when you go out there and people bundle up and you're kind of saying, gosh, why do you need all that stuff? Is that like a psychological victory, Joe?
I think so. I think if you let the cold beat you before you even go out there by bundling all up and worrying all about it, it doesn't matter what the temperature is out there. You're going to be thinking about it when you're out there, and you won't be thinking about what you got to do on the field.
Well, Joe, yesterday, and I want to talk with you about a bunch of things, but yesterday was just a real disappointing day. I talked with Mike Adams earlier, and I really think that for you guys, really on both sides of the ball, even special teams, it was really your worst game of the season. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, we struggled all three phases. I think on offense, you know, like we talked about earlier, Payton ran the ball well. We got him over 100 yards. We were very efficient in the run game, but a couple fumbles really held us back, and then we weren't able to convert on third downs, and that wasn't able giving us the ability to continue those drives to make it a long drive like our first drive was. And then on the flip side, the defense was giving them a lot of long drives, and so we weren't getting the ball back on offense, and then we weren't extending our drives on offense. So all around, we didn't play very complimentary football.
Bad combination, I guess, when you put that together. And really, for a team that, you guys have really played one of the toughest schedules in the league, and I guess that's, it was a clunker. There's no other way to put it, is there?
Yeah, I mean, it was a shame. I think, obviously, we've played the top opponents in the NFL. We've played the Saints. We've played the Patriots, beat both those teams, played the Jets. I mean, we've played probably one of the hardest schedules, and to go out here against a team that we should beat and not play well and lose is disappointing, like you said. But I think the sign of a good team is being able to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, and then give every team that's maybe as good as you or better a great run for their money, taking it down to the wire, and then being able to make a play to win it at the end. And, you know, we're just a little short of there right now. We've definitely built on a lot of things we've done, and we've got three games to kind of prove that we're even better than we were last year, but we got to go out there and be more consistent.
You know, Joe, you've been around now. This is your fourth year. What are your feelings about where this team is now compared to, say, a year ago at this time?
Well, I think we're definitely a lot better off than where we were last year, and I think that's apparent with the stats and obviously the win-loss. I think anybody who watches the team realizes that we're head and shoulders above where we were last year. I think this is the time last year when we really made a nice run and we started putting things together. We started realizing kind of who we were as a team, who we were as an offense. And I'm really hoping to see that again in the last three games here. I'm hoping to see that improvement that we had last year at the end of the game and to finish the season strong like we did the previous year.
Well, really, this year, I know Peyton Hillis felt so bad yesterday as he really put the ball on the turf, and he knows he can't do that. But, boy, he's really had a heck of a season, and hopefully there is more to come. But Joe, blocking for a guy like Peyton, boy, that's got to be fun. He is something, isn't he?
Yeah, Peyton, he's a special back. He's a lot of fun to block for. I mean, you give him a little bit of a seam, and he's going to blow through guys. He's going to run guys over. He's going to get that 5-6 tough yards that a lot of backs in the NFL really don't want to get. And that makes it really fun to block for. And he's having a terrific season. He's already over 1,000 yards. And we're hoping to put some icing on the top of that cake here in the last three games. And, you know, last week was unfortunate with a couple fumbles, but he was running the ball so well and so hard with conditions like that. You know, it's tough to blame a guy the way he runs.
You know, Joe, you look at the year, and here we are, still three games to play, but there have been a lot of things the offense has had to overcome. It's been so crazy. I mean, who would ever thought high ankle sprains were contagious with quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's been crazy, and we're kind of in our second rotation through the quarterbacks. I mean, we had all three of them in there the first time, and now we're back with Jake, and it's been crazy. I mean, like you said, we've had a number of injuries to the offensive line and to the quarterback position, and you know, I think we've done a really good job of handling them, actually, and the guys that had to step in there have done a good job of stepping in, picking up where the other guys left off, and being able so that the offense doesn't miss a beat.
You know, Joe, I know that Eric Mangini said he'd know a little more later in the week regarding Colt McCoy, whether or not he might be ready to return. As a rookie, from what you've seen with him and the games that he played, there's a lot of excitement about what we've seen and some tough places to play. What are your thoughts about the youngster?
Well, I think Colt is going to be awesome. I mean, he's a good friend of mine, and he's a great person, and he's got a chance to be an even better quarterback. He really showed a lot of really good things in those first few games that he played in. Unfortunately, he did get injured in the Jacksonville game, and we haven't been able to see him since. But I think if the future's in his hands, I think the future looks really bright. I mean, he's done a great job. He's a natural-born leader. He's a guy that commands the offense. He can make the tough throws. He's got excellent accuracy. He doesn't make mistakes. I mean, he's got what you want in a quarterback.
Well, you know, I met him back in I think he was here early June at the Browns Foundation golf outing, and I really was impressed. Just what a down-to-earth guy, and what a smart guy. Become good friends with your All-Pro left tackle. That says a lot there, I think.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of things in common, so that was pretty easy. I mean, as you guys probably know, he's a big outdoorsman like myself, so we took to each other pretty quickly.
You know, Joe, you do so many things in the community and work that people don't maybe hear a lot about. And I know one thing you did this summer, and I guess we're in that time of year in December where you know, we have families that have their man or woman maybe representing our country in the military across the globe. And I know you spent some time with U.S. troops and this summer. That really touched you, didn't it, Joe?
Yeah, I spent about 8-9 days over in Afghanistan and Qatar, spending time with our troops over there, and it was really one of the most rewarding community service things that I've ever been a part of, and it really touched me in a way that I really had no idea. To be able to see those guys coming back off the battlefield, to talk to them, to hear their story, to visit the hospitals, see soldiers that have been wounded within a day or two of you getting there, it really hits your heart, and it helps you understand the sacrifice that these young men and women make for our country, and it really made me appreciate even more, and I already appreciated a great deal what the military did for us, but it makes you appreciate it even more when you're able to see that in real life, and you're able to talk to the guys and hear their stories and see what they go through on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, it was one of the reasons that when I came back, I've continued my involvement with different military charities and doing different functions and stuff, but I also donate game tickets to members of the USO and the family members of soldiers that are overseas. And I've actually even continued some of the relationships that I've started over in Afghanistan now that we've come back to the States. And even one of the guys that I met when I was in Afghanistan, who lives in Minneapolis, I invited him out to a game with a friend, and they were able to come out to the Patriots game and see us beat the Patriots and stand on the sideline and just had a great time. And it felt good for me to kind of help give back in just a little way for all the things that they do for us.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us, because I know that, you just didn't just go over there and glad hand. You really got to know the folks, and I know I saw I think it was an email from a mom of one of the soldiers that was just so moved by how you really, extended yourself, Joe, and that you continue those relationships. And it is something, I think, you know, as in a role as a pro athlete that, you can really affect so many lives, can't you?
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, I went over there, and there was a fair number of Northeast Ohio and Ohio troops that I did get to meet, and of course they were big Browns fans, and they were really happy to see me. But I mean, it's amazing to talk to somebody from Tennessee or Mississippi or Texas, and just because you play in the NFL and that you took the time out of your schedule to fly overseas, to go into Afghanistan in a war zone, and to visit them and sign an autograph for them, even if they weren't a Browns fan, you could just see how much it meant to them that you were taking time out of your busy schedule to be with them. And I think that was one of the coolest things involved in the entire trip.
Well, that's some great stuff. And I'm sure some of those Browns fans, they probably said, hey, Joe, I mean, when do you get to these playoffs? How about a Super Bowl, Joe? Right?
Yeah, definitely. It was fun meeting those Browns fans. I mean, I got to bring a Browns flag and some keychains and stuff and sign them for a guy who was stationed over in the Korangal Valley over in Afghanistan, which was, it still is one of the most dangerous areas in all of Northeast Afghanistan. It's right on the Pakistan border. It's only about 10 miles away, and he told me they see attacks on their base nearly every day. And to see the way his face lit up when I pulled out that brown flag and we took a picture with him and I got to sign it for him, and to hear him talk about being a season ticket holder and going to games when he was a kid, I mean, that was really cool. And you could tell that it kind of just pulled them away from where they were, and it just made them remind them of home and all the great things that they get to do when they're back in the States. And so it was a lot of fun.
Well, that's some good stuff, Joe. I know this time of year we think about each and every one of them as they defend this country worldwide. Well, Joe, we thank you for your time tonight. I guess now you move on. Three to go, Joe. There won't be a postseason, but what can the Browns gain from these last three games? What do you want to see from this football team in these last 3 weeks?
Well, I think we're going to be looking at the same things that we looked at last year. I mean, you want to finish the season strong. You want to build on some of the things that you did earlier in the season. You want to improve your record. You want to go into the off season with confidence and with a little bit of momentum, and just feel good about where you're finishing the season, so that when you start up in OTAs and training camp, you're able to build off of those things and the way that you finish the season.
All right, Joe. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us this evening. Stay warm. I know you will. And good luck the rest of the way. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Joe Thomas joining us on Browns Prime Time as we check in with the All-Pro left tackle. This is Browns Prime Time presented by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. We'll take a break on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The Browns are now accepting deposits for new 2011 season tickets. Place your deposit and receive first choice of available seating locations. Enjoy the same great seats for every home game. Flexible payment options, personalized service, all at a significant savings over single game ticket prices. Choose from multiple categories, including the AT&T Club Level and the Dog Pound. Call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today.
Proud to stand on our own, proud to be homegrown. A familiar face and a name you know. Come on, we know you, we know your needs. We know what being a neighbor means. Can you hear that? Fueling the American spirit. No matter when, no matter where, Marathon will take you there.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
When you're looking for a good place to eat, what do? You look for the parking lot with the most cars. So when you're looking to save some real money on car insurance, what do? You call GEICO. They've been the fastest growing car insurance company over the past 5 years, which means their parking lot has been filling up faster than anybody's. Guess folks really like what's on the menu. Save money. Save money. And oh yeah, save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Where do futures begin? They begin at Cuyahoga Community College. Tri-C offers more than 70 passion-focused career programs, from healthcare to culinary arts, public safety to creative arts. Visit tri-c.edu to learn more about the many affordable degrees that can lead to a job you love. Enroll now at tri-c.edu. Tri-C, where futures begin.
Hey, Stan, it's almost game time. What are we doing in your Ford Flex?
I thought we'd enjoy the game in here.
How's that?
Well, there's room for seven, so we can kick back and listen to the game on the radio. We'll keep our colas and snacks cool in Flex's refrigerator and enjoy the beautiful fall foliage looking through the Vista roof.
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
But Stan, you got that big screen TV?
Yeah, well, the wife won't let you in until you get that chili stain out of the carpet.
Ooh, she's still sore about that.
Yeah.
Browns fans, the Baltimore Ravens visit Cleveland on Sunday, December 26th. Don't miss your chance to see the divisional battle between the Browns and Ravens at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Be there. Great seats are available with prices starting as low as $35. To get your tickets to see the Browns take on the Ravens, call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. That's 1-800-745-3000 or ClevelandBrowns.com.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS. Back to Panini's Cam's Corner in West Park and Browns Primetime on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again is Mike Snyder.
And we are glad to have you with us this evening. We're here every Monday night at 7. We'll be here again next week, 7 till 8, Browns prime time, as the Browns hopefully will get back in the win column against the lowly Bengals. Well, what a disappointing day it was yesterday for the Browns. And, boy, you look at this season. I think almost every game they were really in it. But yesterday they were in it, but they just didn't play well on any facet of the ball game. All right. There were some highlights, I guess, so let's check them out as we always do. Brought to you by your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers.
Hillis, the running back from the Buffalo 19-yard line. DeLome turns, gives. Hillis runs, 20, 15. He's over 1,000 as he brings it down to the 11-yard line. What an opening crescendo from Peyton Hillis. Hodges to hold, Popri on to snap. Snap is back, put down. Dawson's kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Browns are down and in with a field goal to take the lead. 3-0. Freddie Jackson in the shotgun with quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. Third down and 7. He takes the snap. Back to pass. He got hit. That's a fumble. Loose ball picked up. With it is Eric Wright. 35-30. And he goes into the Browns sideline at the 25. DeLome underneath center. They give to Hillis coming wide. 25. He hurdles and fumbles. He fumbled the ball. And it's picked up by Kyle Williams, the nose tackle. Oh, Peyton Hillis. When he hurdled, it hurt him that time, and the Browns turn it right back over. Fitzpatrick waits, takes the ball, drops to throw, throws to the end zone, caught! Touchdown, David Nelson, the rookie from Florida. Snap is a little high, they got the ball down, the kick is on the way, and the kick is up and good. 30-yard field goal by Ryan Lindell, and now the Bills lead 10-6. Shotgun snap, third and 8, he's back to pass, throwing long. He's got Massaqua back there, but the ball hung in the air, and it is intercepted. Intercepted and pulled down, and the Bills get the turnover as DeLome threw a floaty down the sideline, and Leotis McKelvin picked it off.
Well, as he tried to step into his throw, he got hit. It looked like just threw a duck up in the air.
Oh. Fitzpatrick underneath center, takes the snap, turns, gives to Jackson. He'll get the first down down to the 6-yard line, and that's going to do it. It is going to be all over in Buffalo. A stinging loss for the Browns today. Final score, the Bills 13, the Browns 6.
And the Browns fall to 5-8. Game highlights brought to you by your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers. Well, earlier today, Eric Mangini, as always, met with the media the day after. Here's what he had to say.
Good afternoon, everybody. In watching the tape and talking to the players, I think the best way that I can explain it was disappointing. It was disappointing to me because it's really not the way that we play football, and we've made a lot of strides in doing that in terms of preventing the self-inflicted wounds. We're putting the ball on the ground 5 times and the interception. That generating points, that taking points off the board, and defensively not doing a good enough job, and some game plan specific things that we talked about, whether it was containing the quarterback. It wasn't a secret that Fitzpatrick is a mobile guy and creates some plays with his feet, and I don't think we did a very good job with that. And on special teams, thought we were hot and cold, but that's typically been a real edge for us in most games, and it wasn't. And it wasn't one guy. It never is when you win, it never is when you lose. It was a collective effort, and I was looking for us to continue to improve. You know, one area we didn't improve was penalties, which is a positive. but in each of the areas, and that's playing and coaching, you know, all of us together. So watch the tape and learn from the tape and make sure that as we move into Wednesday that we string good days together and play our brand of football week in and week out. So with that, I'll turn over to you.
You would hope that you guys would be beyond a game like that. Did you believe you were beyond a game like that?
I believe that we're in that phase about of trying to win consistently, and that's part of growth and part of growth of any team, any organization, and it's the game day component of it, and it's the day in and day out component of it, and we all need to do that better in this phase.
Ran for 54 yards in that opening drive, and then 51 yards in that anyway the rest of the game. So what happened?
Well, Jeff, some of it comes down to opportunities. We weren't very good on third down to extend drives, which doesn't help. You know, putting the ball on the ground doesn't help. The time possession was skewed heavy in their favor, and that's a collective deal where defensively we have to get them off the field so they can't eat up the clock, and offensively we've got to be able to extend drives so we have more chances to continue with the full complement of plays. And there were some, I think our per carry average was very good on the day, but you want to be able to do that throughout the course of the game.
All right, that's Browns head coach. After a disappointing day in Buffalo, the Browns now look to Cincinnati on Sunday. That'll be the final of this three-game stretch of all road games. That does it for tonight's edition of Browns Primetime, presented by Liberty Fort. We thank Mike Adams and Joe Thomas for joining us. Drive safely, you're out and about. We'll see you at Panini's next Monday night. Hopefully talking about a Browns win over the Bengals. This is Mike Snyder. Have a good night on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.